The following is a presentation of Foothills Media Sports.
Gentry got plenty of time. He's got a man wide open. That's Adams. Adams is going to score. He's at the 10-5. Touchdown.
And the pitch. Hit to left field. And that one going back, back, back. It is
out of here.
It is out of here.
Brody Martin. Martin's got plenty of room.
Touchdown, Cardinals. Big hole, Keith. He is going to the house. Down to the 20. 10. Touchdown, Blackhawks. 7 seconds. Six.
Eight for three.
It's good. It goes at the buzzer. Are you kidding me? We got overtime, baby, in Moravian Falls.
Hello and welcome to our Game of the Week on Hometown Christian Radio. High school sports brought to you by Wilkes Communications, Apple Brandy Prime Cuts, Blue Ridge Tractor, Brushy Mountain Smokehouse and Creamery, Blue Ridge Energy, David's Market, ECMD, Next Level Collision, Ashley Farm, Skyline National Bank, Wilkesboro Mini Golf and Games, Meineke, Ted's Kickin' Chicken, Ride with Pride Car Washes, Wilkes County Insurance, Freedom Auto Sales, Piedmont Federal Savings Bank, Holmes Asphalt, Deal Insurance, Sapolsky's Tree and Hauling Service, NNT Screen Printing, Miller Funeral Service, Dwight Phillips Auto Sales, Steve Owings State Farm Insurance, Chatham Nursing and Rehab, Rain Sturdivant Funeral Home and Scenic Memorial Gardens, Executive Financial, your local IGA Marketplace, Peanuts Garden Center, Hugh Chatham Memorial Hospital. It's prime time for fiber internet from Wilkes Communications. New customers receive a $200 Amazon or Visa gift card plus an Amazon Fire TV stick when you sign up for fiber internet. So don't fumble over that slow, aggravating internet any longer. Enjoy unlimited internet usage with no data limits and free advanced Wi-Fi. It's time to get that internet experience you deserve with Wilkes Communications. Find out more online at wilkes.net or call 336-973-3103.
It's the Wilkes Communications pregame show online at wilkes.net or find out more by calling 336-973-3103.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Albemarle, North Carolina. You are listening live to coverage of the Sweet 16 of the Girls State Basketball Championship. I'm John Wishon alongside my broadcast partner, Keith Grind, and we are here with the East Wilkes Lady Cardinals as they are facing Albemarle here in the Sweet 16 round of the state tournament. We're also going to have updates tonight from North Wilkes High School and their third round contest
with T.W. Andrews.
T.W. Andrews, number one against the number eight seed. And Keith, good to be with you again, my friend. And here we are already in the third round of the state playoffs. I feel fortunate to be here again this year.
Well, definitely so. And I don't think it was no surprise to anybody that follows Wilkes County basketball that either one of these two teams are this far, John.
Agree with you. And for North Wilkes tonight, we'll talk a little bit about them to start with here. But they're going to be able to they've got a chance at redemption because we went with them last year in the third round down to
High Point,
and they played at T.W. Andrews, and now they're hosting T.W. Andrews. They beat them last year. We've talked about this on and off the air, a little home cooking down there last year, and North stumbled and really should have beat them.
Well, you know, Ray LeBear fouled out, and when that happened, boy, that was a big, big piece for them.
Yep. So hopefully they're going to get revenge. We're going to have updates from that game here from our Ride with Pride scoreboard. But in coming into this game with Albemarle, Keith, Albemarle coming in 24-3 overall. East Wilkes, very similar, 23-4. And looking a little bit at the Max Preps and looking at the scoring leaders, They've really got one horse that they ride, to speak.
Well, they definitely do, and that's Amari Baldwin.
Their point guard.
She's a little bitty fire plug. We're sitting here looking at her, and they've got some height. But, you know, upon watching them in the warm-ups and everything, John, I don't mean this to be mean, but they don't look very basketball proficient. Now, they got a couple of players And one of the best players that I've seen, looks to me like, is Riley Davis and Jasmine Brown. I tell you, I'm impressed with both them young ladies. They look very proficient in what they do. Now, whether they start or not, I have no idea. But I was just looking at just looking at them in warm-ups and everything. And, of course, Amari Baldwin, she's a little – I'm going to say she's maybe 5'3", maybe 5'2".
Yeah.
Real fast, quick, got a good-looking shot. And, if you just kind of go through a one-horse trick,
yeah,
John, it takes five to play this game.
It does. And one thing that we've noticed about East Wilkes last year when we went all the way to Cherokee with them, and this year when we've been able to cover them, Keith, very balanced scoring attack. They've got some options on the floor from outside and inside. And, of course, everybody knows Kirsten Johnson. If she has her way down on the block, this is a much different team.
Well, not only that, but she makes all the other ones a lot better. You know, you got Peyton Spicer that can shoot the three.
Yep.
You got Peyton Maston that can drive. And then you got Olivia Stanley. I mean, she is – the last time I've got the chance to see her play, she really, really helps Kirsten Johnson on the board. So – you know, it's going to be interesting. I mean, you're just looking at the height of Albemarle. They're bigger, but, how are they going to be able to respond to the height of East Wilkes?
Yeah, and, you know, can they handle, the kind of defense that East Wilkes is known to play? And can East Wilkes come in this? This is a much smaller gym, Keith. This is almost an elementary-sized gymnasium. And that's not poking fun or anything else. If any of you of our friends are listening tonight,
it's an older high school.
It's just an older high school, and it's a very small gym. And I'll tell you what that does, Keith. It really causes sometimes depth perception issues for kids who are used to playing in a bigger gym with their outside shot.
Well, it definitely does. And, but let's just face it. You know, Albemarle's here because they're a good team, or they wouldn't be here. You know, like you said, there's 16 teams still playing in the West, 16 in the East. And so, you know, if you get this far, it's a great job to be able to do this. So,
here we are in the third round with two of our local Wilkes County teams playing in the Sweet 16. Big deal.
I think, like I said, at the start of the year, you and me had already mentioned that the two teams that would probably be playing at this time of the year are playing at this time of the year. Our boys' teams were a little bit not near as strong as they have been in the past, although that North Wilkes got to the second round.
And yeah.
There was a possibility they could be playing tonight. But, that's one thing about it. And you just look at how these teams they're laid out. You know, East Wilkes is kind of senior dominated.
Yeah.
And had the opportunity to talk to Peyton Maston's dad, and he reiterated the point that to a lot of these seniors, there is a possibility this could be their last basketball game at East Wilkes.
Well, and I think, if you're coach, you got to, Coach Campbell, you got to go in the locker room and say, look, this is a survive and advance situation. And for you seniors, you survive, you get to play another game. You don't survive, this is the end of your high school career. That's the facts. You leave it all out there on the floor tonight, and you have no regrets. No matter what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, you leave it all out there and you'll have no regrets.
Well, that's the best thing, you can remember, irregardless win or lose right now, and that's for both these teams.
Yep.
When the season is over, you'd like to be able to say, I did the best I could, I played the hardest I could, and this is the results that come of it. And, unfortunately in this game, just like the game of life, John, you can't – everybody can't win.
No, I watched the special on the ACC Network the other night with Coach K and Roy Williams, and I thought Coach K said something really brilliant, even though it was so simple. He said, our game is cruel. There can only be one winner. And the Durham guy doing the interview, he said, well, what's the difference? He said, one play. It can all be one play. And he said, that's the cruelty of the game, but yet it's the exhilaration of the game. It's the reason we play the game, is to find out who the winner is going to be. But at the same time, it's really, really, really cruel.
Well, it is. But, to these to these young ladies out here, you know, I'm sure that you talk to any of these girls on the Bulldog team and any on the Cardinal team, they're just tickled to death to be here right now.
I guarantee it. We got three female officials here tonight. First time I've seen that ever in a high school game, boys or girls.
Well, you know, it's fundamental that you see that on the college level quite a bit.
Yep.
It's not, you know, once in a while I'd seen one, but, you know, with three,
it's very different.
It's unusual.
Yeah, it is different. We're going to step aside on our Wilkes Communications pregame show, and we'll come back with some more pregame talk, preview this game just a little bit more as we continue in just a few moments live from Albemarle High School, the home of the Bulldogs, as they are hosting the East Wilkes Lady Cardinals in the Sweet 16 of the state basketball tournament.
Onion sets, potato seed, lime, and fertilizer have all arrived at David's Market and Produce. You will find fresh strawberries, citrus, canned jams, and jellies along with local honey at David's. Also deer corn and kayaks as well as a full line of fishing supplies. Call 336-667-2771 for more information. David's Market and Produce, 1504 Boone Trail in North Wilkesboro, where friendly smiles await you. David's Market and Produce, a proud supporter of Wilkes County High School sports.
Think about how people really see you. The kid at the drive-thru just sees a coffee drinker. Your local barista sees the person who loves a smiley face in their latte. It's kind of the same way with insurance. Other insurance companies just see a customer, but a State Farm agent sees more. They see you as a neighbor. Your State Farm agent is here to get to know you and who you really are so they can help life go right. See State Farm agent Steve Owens in Elkin today, 336-526-8900.
No setup fees, no artwork fees from N&T Screen Printing and Embroidery. They'll design for you or use your current logo. Always the best quality for the lowest possible cost, including in-house embroidery work. Also offering custom sublimation on sport uniforms, polos, and more. Faster turnaround and higher quality than local competitors. Check out the website and online catalog at nandtees.com. N&T Screen Printing and Embroidery. The official screen printer of 3WC Radio, 336-428-4744.
Just mulch it with Peanuts Garden Center, Highway 268 Ronda. Josh Cheek has mulch, rocks, fertilized grass seed, pine needles, straw, and seasonal plants. Call Peanuts Garden Center for your landscaping needs, 336-835-9273. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5, 8 till noon on Saturday. In business for many years with quality products and service that you can rely on. Peanuts Garden Center, Elkin Highway 268 in Ronda, 835-9273.
It's prime time for fiber internet from Wilkes Communications. New customers receive a $200 Amazon or Visa gift card plus an Amazon Fire TV stick when you sign up for fiber internet. So don't fumble over that slow, aggravating internet any longer. Enjoy unlimited internet usage with no data limits and free advanced Wi-Fi. It's time to get that internet experience you deserve with Wilkes Communications. Find out more online at wilkes.net or call 336-973-3103.
Celebrating over 20 years in business, Deal Insurance. We've been voted Wilkes County's best insurance agency several years running, and we're locally owned and operated, a second-generation family-owned business. If you're experiencing a transition with your current agent because of retirements, mergers, or whatever, give us a call for consistent and quality service. And don't forget to ask about our comprehensive church insurance program through Erie Insurance. Deal Insurance, North Moravian Street in Wilkesboro, 336-838-3838.
I'm Todd Swaver with Brushy Mountain Smokehouse and Creamery. We serve up the best barbecue in Wilkes County using my cousin Jeff's special recipe. And that's not all. The smokehouse is a place where everyone feels comfortable, and it's a great environment, too, and always affordable for your family, where children under the age of 4 always eat free, and children's meals come with ice cream. We make our ice cream fresh by hand using the highest quality ingredients. So call 336-667-9464 to ask about catering or dine with us at the Brushy Mountain Smokehouse and Creamery, 201 Wilkesboro Boulevard, North Wilkesboro.
Miller Funeral Service and Crematory is committed to providing safe and compassionate services. Miller Funeral Service and Crematory offers complete pre-planning entirely done online. You can visit our website, millerfuneralservice.com, and select pre-plan, Then select Plan Online to begin the process. If you have any questions or would like to meet in person, just call us at 336-838-3104. Wilkes County's only locally owned funeral home, Miller Funeral Service and Crematory.
New look, same high quality care. At Hugh Chatham Health, you'll continue to receive the care you expect from your providers. Hugh Chatham Health is where medical experts come together to deliver a network of physical and mental health services for your family and a nationally recognized patient experience for the entire community. After nearly a century of providing exceptional care, our focus is still on you. Hugh Chatham Health, where your health is our passion. For more information, visit hughchatham.org.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in, like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
Visit Blue Ridge Tractor, 176 Old NC Highway 268 West, Wilkesboro.
A lifetime warranty is available on a pre-owned vehicle as long as you have it serviced at Freedom Auto Sales. From four-wheel drives to compact cars, Freedom offers a wide selection just for you. Plus, no dock fees are hidden, and they're a rough country dealer offering fender flares and step-ups. Check their website at freedomautollc.com. Or we'd rather you just go by and see Josh at Freedom Auto Sales, 4770 Highway 421 in Wilkesboro. It's prime time for fiber internet from Wilkes Communications. New customers receive a $200 Amazon or Visa gift card plus an Amazon Fire TV stick when you sign up for fiber internet. So don't fumble over that slow, aggravating internet any longer. Enjoy unlimited internet usage with no data limits and free advanced Wi-Fi. It's time to get that internet experience you deserve with Wilkes Communications. Find out more online at wilkes.net or call 336-973-3103.
And welcome back here to Albemarle High School. John Wishon, Keith Bryant here again. We're here for the Sweet 16 matchup between the Albemarle Bulldogs and the East Wilkes Lady Cardinals, the visiting East Wilkes Lady Cardinals, the number 5 seed over here on this side of the bracket in the 1A. And then I think they're facing the number 4 seed Albemarle Bulldogs tonight, Keith.
Right, and starting lineup for East Wilkes will be Bailey Stanley, Peyton Maston, Lauren Macemore, Peyton Spicer, and Kirsten Johnson.
And starting sophomore, Carrington Baldwin for the Bulldogs. Also a junior, number 11, Jasmine Brown. Also, looks like number 22 it is. Yeah, that is Riley Davis, a senior. So they got a sophomore, a freshman, and a sophomore, a junior, and a senior so far. And then number 23, that's Kai Spencer, a senior. And then their leading scorer, she is a junior point guard averaging 26 points per game, Amari Baldwin. So, Keith, we should have a good one here tonight, buddy.
It definitely should. And, you know, I tell you what, I'm impressed with Jasmine Brown and Riley Davis. I mean, I looked at them in the warm-ups, and I tell you what, they look like they're pretty good ball players, but, you know, the tail of the tape's going to be tonight. Can Kirsten Johnson be able to work inside effectively? And if that's the case, John, it could very well be a good result for the East Wilkes Lady Cardinal.
100%, Keith, and I tell you what, I think Kirsten Johnson's going to be my key to the game. We're ready for action, ready to tip off, and here to bring you the play-by-play, our 3WC Sports host for the last 28 years, Keith Bryant.
And Amari Baldwin now gets the ball for the Bulldogs. He wins the tip. She sets things up at the top of the key. East Wilkes in a man-to-man. And the ball goes out of bounds, but it's knocked out of bounds by Lauren Macemore. So
I will say, what a good contingent of East Wilkes people are here tonight, Keith.
There's as many East Wilkes people as there are of Memorial
people. If not more, yeah.
Ball inbound now to Baldwin. Baldwin at the top of the key. gets the ball to Riley Davis. Davis back to Baldwin. Baldwin trying to come off a screen, and the ball gets knocked out of bounds. Back to Davis. And we got a walk.
Yeah.
Got the first turnover of the game.
That was a good call, too, Keith.
That was on Carrington Baldwin.
And they're going to, East Wilkes is going to have it side out in this, again, very small gymnasium. And it looks like a little full court pressure, man to man pressure coming here for Albemarle.
Spicer back to Peyton Maskin, back to Masemore, and they break it easy. Spicer for three, and there was a hit ball, but a great rebound by Stanley, and good block that time as Baldwin comes away with it. Now trying to set things up. Baldwin being guarded by Masemore. The ball tries to go inside. Good job by Kirsten Johnson to play defense. And Olivia Stanley. And we've got a jump ball.
And it's going to belong to the it's going to belong to East Wilkes.
So a good job by Stanley as Stanley tried to wrestle the ball away from Kai Spencer.
Full court pressure again by the Bulldogs.
Kirsten Johnson with the ball now. Gets the ball, and she turns the ball over. As Baldwin now tries to go to the hole, and that's the first foul on Kirsten Johnson.
Yeah. And the one thing that East Wilkes cannot stand, Keith, is her to be in foul trouble. We saw that happen last year up at Cherokee, and it really changed the game.
So Murray Baldwin will go to the free throw line for her Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throws. First one is up. And it's good.
So first score of the game belongs to the Bulldogs, 1-0. She's got another Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw on the way. Sort of unusual free throw set up there. She makes them both. Here comes the press again. They're trapping in the corners.
And ball comes over to Masemore across the timeline. Peyton Maston now. And another steal. Good job by Amari Baldwin to steal that ball, and the ball comes right to me. So I guess I make an assist here, right, John?
Went out of bounds. And I'll tell you what, Keith, this press is giving East Wilkes some trouble.
They got some quickness.
They do, and East Wilkes is probably playing a little bit faster than they want to. And again, kicked out of bounds by the Bulldogs.
So the 10-second will reset as Lauren Masemore now gets the ball into Peyton Maston. Back to Masemore.
And again, trouble in the backcourt.
What you got is you got too many players on down the floor, John. You just need to get somebody in the middle. There we go. And the ball comes to Peyton Spicer now. Back to Masemore. Back to Stanley. Stanley, now that's the way you beat the press with the press. And Maston now gets the ball.
They're overplaying and double-teaming in every corner.
And we've got an Albemarle foul, and that was on number 12, did they say?
Yeah, you're seeing that on every play. They're double-teaming and overplaying. There's a Deal Insurance 3, no good for East Wilkes.
And she walked, and that's black ball.
Yeah.
That was a bad call that time. Baldwin just absolutely, she took about three steps.
Yeah, she was looking for the charge, or looking to try to get a foul.
But good defense that time by Masemore.
Yeah,
she just stood right
there. She
just
didn't move.
Kirsten Johnson now with the ball. And it's another steal. And a good block by Johnson. Baldwin now. And good rebound by Masemore. And another steal.
I'm telling you, Keith, they are active on defense. That's another foul.
And that's on Riley Davis.
And I want to tell you, this foul situation for Albemarle could get big because they're
aggressive.
Reaching, they're slapping, they're very aggressive, and it's been working for them, but already three team fouls.
Ball comes in to Peyton Maston, gets it to Kirsten Johnson, back to Peyton Spicer. Spicer now to Maston. Maston gets hit in the corner, and 5 turnovers already for the Lady Cardinals, John, and you can't do this.
No. I mean, they are just, they're all out of sorts.
They're out of sorts right here. So, anyway, Jasmine Brown. And a good job that time by Kaylin Talley to knock the ball out of bounds.
Hey, you don't give me a little credit here. I caught that thing.
Ty Spencer now will trigger it in for the Bulldogs. Spencer now kicks, tries to get the ball. They're looking for Baldwin. Baldwin gets the ball. Being guarded by Spicer, back to Spencer. And a steal, a good steal that time. And thrown right back by Baldwin.
That's about the third ball thrown away by Johnson. Kirsten Johnson has thrown 3 away, just terrible passes.
So the ball comes in to Baldwin. Baldwin trying to go baseline, cut off by Spicer. To her sister Baldwin, and a 3-pointer. A good shot that time by Jordan Crump.
That's a Deal Insurance 3-pointer to make it 7-0 Bulldogs.
Spicer now for 3.
Blocked. And it's going to stay with East Wilkes. Wow. Keith, this pace is frantic.
And now you can understand why Albemarle was at a number 4 seed.
It's
right
a defense.
Here.
And, I mean, they are so active on defense, constantly moving.
And another East Wilkes turnover, John. 7 turnovers already for the Cardinals.
And we're not even 4 minutes into this game.
Baldwin now will get the ball across the timeline for the Bulldogs. And Baldwin gets it to Crump. Crump back to Baldwin. Baldwin for 3. And
I tell you what, Keith, they are playing physical at every level.
Peyton Maston.
Nice rebound.
Great job that time by Kyle Price.
The first 2 points on the board now for the Cardinals. 10-2. 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. And if you look at Johnson down here, there's a lot of physical stuff going on down on the block.
Yeah, that's on 23. She's actually tried to push Johnson completely out of the box.
She did it last time down the floor, too, and they missed it. But they saw it this time. So East Wilkes ball. Here comes more full court pressure.
As Kylie Price now re-enters the game. And Dariana Ellis now in the game for the Bulldogs. Spicer back to Price. Price gets the ball over to Maston.
Nice pass.
And, great. Another foul on number 24, Bianca Robinson.
She got her with a body. I know the
And so we're already two shots and the rest of the way at the 3:41 mark, John.
This is going to be huge in this game, Keith, but East Wilkes has got to make their free throws. They have to make free throws.
Kylie Lane will go to the line for her Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throws.
First one up. No good.
No good.
We've got an update from our Ride with Pride scoreboard early on up at North Wilkes tonight. It's North 5 and T.W. Andrews 3. And thanks to Kelly Brown for giving us those scores tonight.
Kylie Lane for her second Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw. It's up,
and it's good. Yeah, if you watch how physical the Albemarle is playing on the block.
Oh, that was great seal that time by Robinson. And that foul's on Kylie Lane. That was a good seal that time. She just sealed her off right time. Good end entry pass.
Yeah, and you know, Keith, they're trying to sort of play, I guess, in front, and you cannot play in front of these girls.
Spicer with the rebound. Gets the ball to Winters.
Just totally out of sorts. The pressure is killing her.
Yeah, Winters throw that ball out of bounds. So another East Wilkes turnover. They've got more turnovers than they got points.
Yeah, 12-3 right now if you're just joining us. Albemarle with that tremendous pressure.
Baldwin now with the ball.
Three-pointer up and no good. That's a over the back.
And with Bianca Robinson scores two.
She got by with an over the back, Keith.
Kylie Lane now. Stanley from 15, no good.
And ball's going to belong to the Bulldogs. I'll tell you what, Keith, maybe Coach Campbell's trying to ride this out to the end of the quarter, but he really needs to settle his team down.
Yeah, I would have thought he'd had a timeout by now, at least a 30-second one.
It's 14-3, just something to get these girls calmed down. Their adrenaline's pumping. Yeah, they're being pressured and slapped at and everything else, and they're just throwing the ball away.
Anyway, Baldwin now brings the ball across the timeline. Baldwin now gets the ball to Ellis. Ellis back to Baldwin in the corner. Baldwin gives it to Ellis. No good. Rebound. Comes back to Ellis. And the ball kicked out of bounds.
That was off the Bulldogs. Yeah, good call there. It was off their knee.
So Albemarle with their fourth turnover.
And they're still in that full court pressure, Keith.
You got to figure they're going to play this all the way out, John.
Oh, yeah.
This is their forte. Peyton Maston now gets it to Lane. And Lane now to Macemore. Back to Peyton Maston. And Maston now being pressured.
And being fouled, too. No
and
call.
Over and back.
And the East Wilkes faithful are up on their feet over there screaming foul.
So Carrington Baldwin will trigger it in. I don't assume that's her sister, Amari Baldwin. So we got two Baldwins on the floor for Albemarle. Amari out to the Baldwin. Gets the ball inside. And number 11, that is Jasmine Brown.
That's just good position inside. And Coach Campbell's called a timeout. 16-3. He's taking a 30-second timeout. We're just going to keep it right here where we are. With your score, 16-3, Albemarle over East Wilkes. And, Keith, so far it's been the tale of the pressure.
Yeah, it's just been pressure. And you know, you just can't – Albemarle wants you to play faster yep. than what you're capable of, and that's what they've done. They've speeded this game up, and that's what I'm sure Coach Campbell's saying, just take your time, because I really believe they're going to foul. John.
Well, they have already proven that.
You know, they're going to try to grab. They're going to snap. And, you know, when you're in the two, anytime you can get the foul line now, John, it's two shots.
Two shots. And they're slapping and reaching and using their body and everything else.
Macemore now gives it to Kirsten Johnson. Johnson now gets it across to Peyton Maston. Maston from 50
to
10
feet. Nice little floater. To make it 16-5, and they took their time, used a fake pass, a ball fake, and that they're going for every ball fake, Keith.
Baldwin now gets the ball out there to Crump.
And that's a travel.
And they got her. And that's the fifth turnover for Albemarle.
16-5 if you're just joining us, as the Cardinals had a really rocky start to this one.
So the ball will be inbound by Kylie Lane. Lane gives it to Maston. And they pulled the press off, John. The three-quarters.
They're still trapping, though.
Johnson to Macemore. Back to Johnson. And they don't need Johnson handling the ball that far away from the basket. And that was a three-point attempt by Baldwin, but it was off the rim, but the rebound knocked out of bounds.
They're being really physical with Johnson down here, down low, Keith.
Baldwin now will trigger it in to her sister, Baldwin, and she goes around.
Nice.
Great inside pass that time to Kai Spencer. Lane now gets the ball to Maston. Great inside pass to Stanley, but she just misses a point-blank one.
Made it harder than it should have been.
Ball
there,
comes away to Carrington Baldwin.
And another turnover by the Bulldogs.
The turnover department's 10-6 in favor of the East Wilkes Cardinals.
Another update from our Ride with Pride scoreboard at the end of the first period. North 13, T.W. Andrews 6. And another East Wilkes turnover, Keith. And another steal by the Cardinals.
Mastin now gets the ball to Spicer in the corner. Back to Johnson at the top of the key. Johnson now gets the ball to Mastin for three. No good. Rebound comes away to...
They're just in a hurry, Keith. Baldwin's just in a too big of a hurry.
Crump back to Baldwin. Baldwin tries to drive inside, gets it to her sister. No good. She gets the rebound, shortest one on the floor, and that foul is on Peyton Mastin.
And I think Peyton took maybe a shot to the mouth there. The mouth of the nose. She's walking over toward the sideline.
And Amari Baldwin now will try for her Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw.
First one's up. And good. She's got a really odd setup to her free throws. She sort of turns sideways and dribbles to her right.
If you notice that everything's the same.
Yep.
It's what we've always been taught. You do everything the same.
10 dribbles. A spin of the ball, one more dribble, and she makes it. Second Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw. Good. 20-5. East Wilkes getting a hole. They're going to have a hard time digging out of here.
Lauren Macemore now.
Who is she throwing it to,
Keith? I have no idea. Another. And a big, long, 30-foot three-pointer. And
mercifully, this first quarter comes to an end. After one, it's Albemarle 20, East Wilkes 5.
What you do is important. So is having a partner who supports you. At Skyline National Bank, we're here to bring out your best so you can continue to make our community better. Your pursuits and dreams mean something. Whatever you most want to achieve, share it with us. Skyline National Bank, always our best. Visit SkylineNationalBank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Shop the IGA Marketplace, your low price leader. 5-pound bag of chicken tenders, nuggets, or patties, just $9.99. Boston Bud, just $1.69 a pound. Country Style Pork Ribs, $2.39 a pound. Savings in every aisle. 4 cans of Van Camp's Beanie Weenies, $5. 4 cans of Chef Boyardee Pasta, $5. From the Farmer's Market, green cabbage, yellow onions, navel oranges, and fresh tomatoes. Brushy Mountain and Rock Creek IGA of Wilkesboro, the Marketplace of North Wilkesboro, and the IGA of Mount Airy, Booneville, and Harmony. Shop the IGA Marketplace, your low price leader.
And we're back here at Albemarle High School. Your score after one quarter of play, it's Albemarle 20, East Wilkes 5, a number 5 and a number 4 seed matchup here in the Sweet 16. Nothing went the Cardinals' way in that first quarter.
No, I tell you what, they were just so out of sorts. I mean, 11 turnovers. You can't win no games like that.
Well,
John,
some of that's due to the pressure, and some of it is just inexcusable turnovers.
Amari Baldwin now gets the ball to Riley Davis, and Coop gets the ball to Davis. Davis trying to throw inside, and the ball just goes off of Macemore.
Macemore had it, just hit her right in the numbers.
So Riley Davis will trigger an inbounds for the Bulldogs. Davis now gets the ball out there to Baldwin. Baldwin now drives inside. A little 5-foot floater. No good. Rebound comes away to Kirsten Johnson. And Johnson just throws it out of bounds.
Hit the official right here in the head right in front of us. I want to thank her for blocking it from hitting us.
Davis now will throw triggered into Baldwin. Baldwin at the top of the key. Drives inside, gets to Crump, back to Davis, and she walked.
And how many of those have we seen? And Keith, here's the thing. East is not taking advantage of any of that.
Yeah, I mean, if...
Here comes that press again.
No, they're pulling it off. They're going half court press.
But you watch, as soon as that ball goes across half court, here comes the trap. They got to see that trap coming and get rid of it.
Ball comes out to Masemore. Back to Maston. Maston now with a 5-foot little, gives it to Stanley. Stanley had a good look at a basket.
And then she now picked up a foul.
Her. That's Bailey Stanley.
The shots that they're getting, even down close, Keith, not high-quality shots. She made it. That's twice. She's made shots harder than they had to be by doing a little hook shot instead of just going up for it, banking it off of the backboard for the easy shot. 20-5, the Cardinals anyway, trail.
Amari Baldwin now would bring it across the timeline. Gets it out here to Riley Davis for three. No good. And rebound. Still on the floor. Comes away to Crump. Crump gives it to Baldwin. Baldwin from 15. No good. Rebound comes away to Masemore. Gives it to Maston. Maston now takes it across the timeline. Gives it to Kirsten Johnson. Good inside pass.
And
great
one.
Play. A great play
and
by
one.
Kirsten Johnson.
Now, Keith, you see what happens when Kirsten Johnson makes her way down in the high post area or the low post area. She turns and looks and becomes a great passer. But that's the first time she has touched the ball anywhere near the lane.
Yeah, and you had Kylie Lane down there wide open as she goes for the old-fashioned three-pointer.
And I'm talking about that we're 6:29 to go in the second quarter. That's the first time Kirsten Johnson, the biggest player on the floor, has touched the ball in the lane.
And Kylie Lane makes her Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throws.
So that makes it 20-8. Cardinals need a stop here and another score. They do that.
Baldwin now at the top of the key.
They do that a couple of times. They'll get back in this game.
Out here to her sister. Back to Amari Baldwin. And a little give and go. And
she lost it.
Great.
Yeah.
Another turnover by Albemarle. So that's their ninth turnover, John.
Combined in the game, how many is there?
Right now we have 12 and 21 turnovers. That's combined with both teams together.
21 turnovers, and we still have 6:06 to go here in the second quarter. And we've got an update during. We got a 30-second timeout on the floor for Mazzini's of Elkin, reminding you to take time for God. And I do have an update from the Ride with Pride scoreboard. 4:11 to go. I think this is before halftime, 20-9, North Wilkes over T.W. Andrews.
Boy, that's a little surprising.
So
right
looking
there.
Good for the Vikings so far in the game. I'm going to confirm thanks to Kelly Brown for providing those scores.
Well, East will trigger the ball inbounds. Kylie Lane now.
By the way, that was a timeout by the Bulldogs. They didn't like what they saw and
ball
called
comes,
a timeout.
And they went back to that press. As Price now gets the ball across to Maston. And a good block that time.
Well, that was a late call on that. I guess it was a foul, but.
They called that. Did they call that on Lane?
Not sure who they called it on.
I believe they called it on Kylie Lane.
Just another bad possession for the Cardinals, Keith.
Amari Baldwin now will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Ellis. And great job by Peyton Maston. They tried to get the ball back to Amari Baldwin, but Peyton Maston knocked it out of bounds. Ty Spencer will trigger it in for the Bulldogs. Gets it to Amari Baldwin.
They're setting that high pick for Baldwin.
East Wilkes is now in a zone.
And that was another travel.
And that's the 10th turnover. East Wilkes has went to a 2-1-2 zone, John.
Smartest thing they could have done unless they went to a 2-3, my opinion.
And the ball gets across the timeline to Peyton Spicer. They're doing a lot better job. And that was a great – that wasn't a bad pass right there,
wasn't
John.
Wasn't a bad
that
pass, was, just mishandled on the inside by Kylie Lane.
But if you notice,
a little more under control.
They're under control now. A little bit more focused as Amari Baldwin now will bring it across the timeline. Baldwin now gets the ball in the and she lost the ball. And another turnover by the Albemarle Bulldogs.
Here comes that press again, Keith.
Price now gets the ball in bounce, gets it to Maston. Maston taking her time back to Price.
And Price, she did walk. She drugged that pivot foot.
Matt Campbell says, just calm down. Calm down. And I like the fact that Peyton Maston, she contained herself before she made the pass.
Yeah.
That's what we had to do, John.
Yeah, you got to contain yourself, look at the floor, see what your options are. You got 10 seconds. Use them.
So the ball comes into Amari Baldwin now. 5:07, 28 still.
Looking to set that high pick for Baldwin.
Baldwin now at the three-point line. By Crump, no good. Johnson comes away with the rebound. Gives it to Price.
And another travel. And Keith, she turned around. There was a Bulldog standing right there. No offense to the young lady, but there's the Bulldogs. But she's standing right there. And as soon as she turned around, it shocked her enough, she shuffled her feet. Been a very well-officiated game so far, yes. I'll have to say that.
I thought it had been good for both sides so far, John. Baldwin now gets the ball out there to Crump. Back to Baldwin in the corner. Baldwin coming off the screen. Gets it out there to Ellis. And a great rebound that time.
We got a foul on Albemarle.
Let's see who they called that on. Called that on number one. That's Dariana Ellis.
I tell you what, there's no room in this gymnasium, Keith.
This time Price now gets it across the timeline. Price now out to Spicer.
Double teamed.
And triple team. She was actually triple team.
How many Cardinals are open, but she couldn't see them completely?
Well, nobody come to the ball.
Well, she's in the corner. That's the fourth guy that's Gardner.
Anyway, still be retained by the Cardinals. Price gets the ball in, comes out to Peyton Maston. Maston now drives inside. Spicer for wide open three.
That's a deal. Insurance three-pointer. Boy, we needed that one, buddy. Peyton Spicer.
She was wide open out there, John.
And a good seal down low to keep that defender from getting out there.
Ball comes out here to Baldwin.
East Wilkes defense much more active.
And just the air ball.
And Kirsten Johnson couldn't handle.
That was by Dariana Ellis.
Kirsten Johnson couldn't handle the rebound. You notice they've taken Kirsten Johnson out of handling this press, ball on the press, and it's been better for them.
Well, we've almost gone 4 minutes, and Albemarle has not put a point on the board yet, John.
20-11, if you're just joining us.
And Baldwin.
Yep.
And with that said.
Spoke a little too soon to point guard with a deal insurance three-pointer to make it 23-11.
Johnson now with the ball.
She's grabbing her by the jersey and no call. They're going to have to get this under control, Keith.
Yeah, this is going to get ugly.
Yeah, they're going to start swinging out here.
Anyway, he's got the ball. Spicer now. Spicer from 15.
Yeah. She's feeling it, Keith. That's the closest it's been in a while. It's 23-13. 10-point lead for the Bulldogs. 2:59 before halftime.
Baldwin now across the timeline for the Bulldogs. Coming off her sister's screen. And Crump now for three. No good. Rebound comes away to Baldwin. Out to her sister, Amari Baldwin. And tries to go baseline. Great job, defense. And that's a foul on number 11. That's a foul on Jasmine Brown.
Well, the fouls have got to be racking up. We don't have anything up on the scoreboard to tell us how many per player. But, Keith, they've got to be adding up. Many more fouls, and rightfully so, on the Bulldogs. They are slapping and going over the back and everything else.
Peyton Maston now gets the ball to Price. Price just throws it a wild pass.
And then
they return the favor. So tell you what, if, for anybody out there, if you like to watch a game with a lot of turnovers, this is it, John.
And I tell you what, both sides are sucking wind right now, Keith. A lot of them grabbing their shorts and bent over.
Peyton Maston now gets the ball to Price. Price goes down in the corner.
And the ball going to belong to the Cardinals underneath the basket.
I tell you, I was lucky that time that Jasmine Brown, they didn't call another foul on her. She came across the back.
Kirsten Johnson to inbounds now.
Gets it to Price.
That's off of Albemarle. Out of bounds. We got Eastbrook substitutions coming in.
Price will take a seat.
I tell you what, we're not
and
seeing
Kylie Lane.
A lot of substitutions on the Bulldog side, Keith.
No.
And as I say that, the one substitution, I think they've had two substitutions all night.
Ball be triggered into Kylie Lane, out to Lauren Masemore, back to
another turnover.
As Amari Baldwin now takes it coast to coast.
Well, she just outran everybody down the floor to make it 25-13.
She's quick, John. Peyton Maston now. And another turnover. As Amari Baldwin now will get it across the timeline. Gets it out here to Crump. Crump back to Baldwin.
Baldwin is really quick with the ball and without the ball.
A little step back jump, no good. And be knocked out of bounds as East Wilkes will retain.
East Wilkes just being really, really soft with the
ball
at times.
Well, you know, the other thing, they're getting a wide open 15-footer and they're trying to drive to the basket, John.
Yeah. We got a full timeout on the floor with your score. It's 25-13, Albemarle over East Wilkes. Back after this timeout from Mazzini's of Elkin, reminding you to take time for God.
Buy $100 worth of car washes for $80 at Ride with Pride Car Wash. Receive a free vacuum token with every touchless automatic car wash. They offer a bug and desalt pass on their top wash. Open 24/7, call or text for your $100 discount card for only $80 at 828-320-6609. 828-320-6609. Ride with Pride Car Wash in Wilkesboro, North Wilkesboro, Elkin, Taylorsville, and Boone.
Hi, I'm Alice Blankenship, branch manager for Piedmont Federal Savings Bank in North Wilkesboro. This year, we're celebrating 120 years of local service. From checking and savings to home and small business loans, we put our experience to work every day for your banking needs. Visit our website, call us at 336-667-9211, or visit our branch to learn how we can help you achieve your financial goals. Piedmont Federal Savings Bank.
Back here at Albemarle High School, update from our Ride with Pride scoreboard. Halftime, North Wilkes 28, T.W. Andrews 14.
As Peyton Maston now gets the ball across the timeline, gets it to Stanley. Stanley now to Kirsten Johnson. Johnson from 15, no good. Rebound comes away to Crump. Crump now gets it to Amari Baldwin.
25-13, the Cardinals trail.
Baldwin now drives the drive inside. And it's knocked out of
Yeah, that was a bad call. We'll take it. That was a love offering.
Yeah, I thought it was knocked out by East Wilkes.
Looks like
time.
Kirsten Johnson knocked it out of bounds, but I will say this, the official was sort of blocked by their bodies.
So anyway, the ball comes into Peyton Maston now. Maston back to Stanley. Back to Maston. Back to Stanley. And down to Spicer. Spicer goes inside. Good block that time by Jasmine Brown.
She carried it.
Brown now gets it to Baldwin. Amari Baldwin being guarded by Stanley. And Crump now.
And we're going to get a East Wilkes foul. Yeah. Got to get that on Peyton Spicer. Is that her second one, Keith?
I wish I could tell you because a couple of times they've said fouls, but they've never said who it was on.
Right, I understand.
Amari Baldwin now coming off the screen, tries to tell you inside.
She walked.
She walked.
Yeah.
14 turnovers for the Bulldogs. Peyton Maston now gets the ball as it comes into Spicer. Back to Stanley. Back to Maston. Gets to Kirsten Johnson at the top of the key. Back to Maston. Maston looking.
That's another foul.
Get back to Kirsten Johnson. Spicer now in the corner. And we got a jump ball situation.
Going to belong to the Cardinals. You know, I think they're taking the old adage, we're going to slap, pull, everything we can do. They can't call them all. Another block.
Good block, and that's knocked out by Kirsten Johnson. But, I mean, they're legitimate blocks. That last block was a great block.
From behind.
Yeah.
And she's doing those blocks from behind, Keith, every time. She's letting the defender, the offensive player, go by her. And then
but, you know, what a great time for a shot fake.
And the shot just before halftime. Your score here at halftime. It's 25-13. Albemarle over East Wilkes. Back with our Wilkes Communications halftime show in just a few moments.
Give the gift of Apple Brandy beef year-round with gift certificates from Apple Brandy Prime Cuts, a custom USDA-inspected abattoir from meat handlers in western North Carolina and the surrounding areas. Selling Apple Brandy beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Harvest by appointment, 336-990-9310. Check out their website, Facebook, and Instagram. Shop their retail store Wednesday through Saturday, 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. at 106 Chestnut Street across from Smoot Park Pool, North Wilkesboro. Eat local, fresh beef, Apple Brandy Prime Cuts.
I wanted a late model car, low miles, great price, and a no-pressure buying experience. I found all that at Dwight Phillips Auto Sales. If you're looking for a good used car, truck, or SUV, see Dwight Phillips Auto Sales, River Street in Wilkesboro. They buy cars, take trade-ins, and they service what they sell. Bank financing is available and the home of Rapid Auto Rentals. Get the best deal on your next vehicle at Dwight Phillips Auto Sales, 1031 River Street, Wilkesboro.
If your family finds itself having to make a tough decision about caring for a loved one, you should contact Chatham Nursing and Rehabilitation in Elkin. Chatham Nursing and Rehab is a warm, inviting, and home-like facility, meeting the needs of each person with their highly qualified care. Located across from the hospital and medical office park, it's 700 Johnson Ridge Road in Elkin. So if the time has come to make the call for a loved one, call 336-527-7600. For Chatham Nursing and Rehabilitation.
It's prime time for fiber internet from Wilkes Communications. New customers receive a $200 Amazon or Visa gift card plus an Amazon Fire TV stick when you sign up for fiber internet. So don't fumble over that slow, aggravating internet any longer. Enjoy unlimited internet usage with no data limits and free advanced Wi-Fi. It's time to get that internet experience you deserve with Wilkes Communications. Find out more online at wilkes.net or call 336-973-3103.
Established in 1983, Wilkes County Insurance Agency, INC. They are an independent insurance agency, locally owned and operated, offering a broad range of personal and commercial insurance products, including home and auto. Call the professionals Debbie, Kim, and Renee at 336-838-2600. Let them assist you or stop by Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5 at 515 Cherry Street, North Wilkesboro. Wilkes County Insurance, a faithful supporter of Wilkes County sports.
Let me share with you some important information. If you've been in an accident and need some body work done to your vehicle, take it to Next Level Collision Center. Joey Billings and his staff can handle the insurance work, any kind of painting or body work. They're there to assist you. Call 336-990-9450, or better yet, take it to the professionals. Located behind the Crossroads Harley-Davidson shop at 1923A U.S. Highway 421 in Wilkesboro, Next Level Collision Center. Your vehicle will look brand new.
It's Us or Dust. Holmes Asphalt specializes in asphalt pavement solutions to give you a sturdy driveway, firm walkway, and proper drainage. Offering commercial, industrial, and residential. Fully insured and giving free estimates, call the professionals Holmes Asphalt, 704-425-5511. what she. Stand fast in faith. Quit you like men. Be strong. Let all things be done with charity. 1 Corinthians 16, 13 and 14. It's Us or Dust. Holmes Asphalt, 704-425-5511, serving Wilkes and surrounding counties. When you're hungry and out of gas, you can enjoy Hunt's Brothers Pizza from Ashley Farms. And while you're there, fill up your tank with gas. Ashley Farms offers a wide variety of food with friendly service. They have two locations, 4191 Yellow Banks Road in Hayes and 623 Austin Trap Hill Road in Elkin. Check out the Ashley Farms Facebook page and visit Ashley Farms of Hayes and Elkin, a proud supporter of Wilkes County Sports on 3WC. A cowboy has his horse. Race car driver has his pit crew.
And?
I have Executive Financial.
What?
With advanced investment strategies and planning for retirement, you need someone you can trust.
And talk to a real person, too, when you call Executive Financial in North Wilkesboro, 336-667-1849, or visit EFRNC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Triad Advisors, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Executive Financial Services, INC, is not affiliated with Triad Advisors, LLC.
Call Barry Bush of Finley Properties and let him put his 40 years of experience in the real estate business to work for you for all your commercial real estate needs. That number is 336-957-0877. If you are in need of commercial property, just call the professional. Call Barry Bush, 336-957-0877. That's 336-957-0877. Barry Bush and Finley Properties, a proud supporter of high school sports.
It's prime time for fiber internet from Wilkes Communications. New customers receive a $200 Amazon or Visa gift card plus an Amazon Fire TV stick when you sign up for fiber internet. So don't fumble over that slow, aggravating internet any longer. Enjoy unlimited internet usage with no data limits and free advanced Wi-Fi. It's time to get that internet experience you deserve with Wilkes Communications. Find out more online at wilkes.net or call 336-973-3103.
It's the Wilkes Communications Halftime Show. Online at wilkes.net or find out more by calling 336-973-3103.
It's kicking and it's chicken. It's Ted's Kickin' Chicken, serving up chicken wings, salads, sandwiches, and chicken plates with mild to hot sauces. Open Tuesday through Friday from 11:30 until 8 p.m. Call 336-667-7162 for takeouts. Locally owned and operated, Ted's Kickin' Chicken, 1007 Statesville Road, North Wilkesboro, 336-667-7162, home of the Jumbo Wings, Ted's famous Kickin' Chicken.
For well over 100 years now, Rain Sturdivant Funeral Home has been serving with compassionate care. Our services have touched generations of families from Wilkes and surrounding counties with our state-of-the-art facility on Armory Road in North Wilkesboro. That includes a full-service monument company. We also serve families through scenic memorial gardens, our beautiful cemetery and mausoleum in Moravian Falls. A proud member of our community, 336-838-3178 or online, rainsturdivant.com.
It's the Wilkes Communications Halftime Show. Online at wilkes.net or find out more by calling 336-973-3103.
And we're back here at Albemarle High School. Your score at halftime, it's Albemarle 25, East Wilkes 13. Terrible start to this game for the Cardinals. There's no other way to describe it. It was a train wreck.
Well, it definitely
was.
The first
5 minutes.
And you know, there again, I mean, it's easy for me to sit on this side of the microphone rather than be in Matt Campbell's spot, but I really thought that after about the first 10-0 run, I would have called timeout and just started to settle the girls down. But you know, it's easier for me to say that than me being out there.
Yeah, and that's, and so, you know, and that's what we get paid to do. We observe the game, and you know, but at the same time, I know what you're saying. But the second quarter was much better for the Cardinals, but we got to produce some points. They calmed down a little bit. They cut down on the turnover some. Albemarle has proven they're going to foul, and they're going to foul often.
And you know, I want to give credit to the referees.
Yeah.
I know that we said they might have, but if they called everything that looked like a foul, John, we'd still be in the first quarter.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I think they're doing a great job. They're doing a great job for both teams.
Well, it's fair. I will say that. It is fair.
And I respect both of these referees. But, you know, there was a time there where it looked like the game was getting a little bit out of hand. And they kind of stepped in. And since that time, they've done a greater job of trying to manage that. And that's what I really think was great, because I tell you, some of these rebounds, and we're right here where we can see them. John, I tell you.
It's physical.
It's very physical.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't want to see anything being taken away from the integrity of this game.
Well, I mean, you know, in the flow of the game, to give these kids some credit. You know, Keith, when you're in the flow of the game and somebody's yanking on you and pulling your jersey and you know, pushing and everything, it gets old. And your emotions have a tendency to take over. And when you are playing on raw emotion, you are not playing the game.
No.
And you don't play it to the best of its ability.
Well, and that's one thing I like about right there at the end of that second period, these referees kind of said, all right, girls.
Yeah.
We're going to take control of this game, and if this is what you're going to do, you're going to be parking it on the bench.
Yeah, because they started calling fouls a whole lot tighter than they were. But anyway, we've got to here's my thing going into this second half. Me and Keith's been talking about it during halftime. If they're going to press again, East Wilkes has got to see that double team coming, take a couple of dribbles back. If that double team's already committed, somebody's got to be open. And once they break that, if they've got any speed going over half court, they're in a three-on-two situation, sometimes a three-on-one situation. And so then they've got to take care of that ball, get good, high-quality shots, because they've got to come back from a 12-point deficit here, which is not unreasonable because, look, I mean, if you look at the score, Albemarle only scored 5 points in the second quarter.
And it was only by one player.
Yeah. So, and that's their leading scorer, Baldwin, who averages 26 points a game.
So, anyway, the ball will be triggered inbounds by Spencer back to Amari Baldwin. Baldwin at the top of the key, tries to drive inside, gets to Riley Davis, 3 air ball. Good rebound that time by Brown. And Brown, 2 bunnies, and ball comes. Rebound by Peyton Maston. Maston now gets the ball to Spicer out here in the corner. Back to Maston. The double team comes. She breaks it. Gets the ball to Johnson at the top of the key. Johnson now gets the ball to Masonmore for 3. No good. Rebound comes away to Baldwin.
And Peyton Spicer picked up a cheap one right here on the opposite end of the floor. That's the kind of foul you don't want to give up there, Keith.
No. And anyway, the ball will be triggered in by Kai Spencer. Spencer now gets the ball to Amari Baldwin. Amari Baldwin now across the timeline. Comes off of a Brown screen. Tries to drive to the basket. No good. Rebound comes away to Stanley. Stanley with a good rebound. Gets the ball to Masonmore. Back to Peyton Maston now. Peyton Maston across the timeline. Goes through the double team, a 15-foot jump shot, no good. Rebound by Kirsten Johnson, and we got a foul.
Yep.
See who they call that on.
And Johnson took that rebound strong,
and that ball
went back up strong. So she's got a couple of Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throws coming.
That was on Carrington Baldwin.
So a chance to cut into this lead. First free throw is good. So she's got another Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw coming.
That's her first point of the game, John. Kirsten Johnson puts another one on.
So that cuts the lead to 10 with 6:55 to go. Here's a little trap coming by East Wilkes.
Mary Baldwin gets it to her sister. And an air ball. Spicer with the rebound. Comes away to Peyton Maston. Brings it down to Masonmore, and Masonmore makes a shot.
So now it's 25-17. And rebound to the Cardinals.
A great rebound, that time by Kirsten Johnson. Comes away to Spicer. Spicer back to Peyton Maston. Gets it to Stanley. Stanley now. Peyton. Spicer for 3. No good. Rebound comes away to Kensington Baldwin. She traveled.
Double dribble. The double dribble. And you can hear the fans beginning to get into it here after East Wilkes is making a little run here. Down to an 8-point lead.
Mace Moore will trigger it in. Good. Peyton Maston. Maston now across the timeline. Gets it out here to Spicer. Back to Maston. Mace Moore wide open for three, but she passes it up. Cross court pass to Spicer. Spicer for three.
Yes,
Spicer for three.
Deal Insurance three-pointer that all of a sudden cuts this lead to five. We got a ball game, baby. I thought there was a timeout on the floor, but evidently not.
Referee.
And here comes East Wilkes in a little half-court pressure. Keith, that sped up the Bulldogs a little bit.
Yeah, Murray Baldwin now gets the ball across the timeline, gets it to her sister back out here.
And that's going to be a foul on Johnson.
Jasmine Brown now. Well, that was a great entry pass in by Carrington Baldwin.
So they've got a couple of Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throws coming.
And Jasmine Brown will be on the free throw line for the Bulldogs. First free throw is up and good. Brown's second free throw. And coming into the game for the Bulldogs, Bianca Robinson. For Riley Davis.
She's got another free throw coming here, Keith, and it is up and good as well. She's a good free throw shooter.
Yeah, Jasmine Brown, I was really impressed with seeing her in the warm-ups. Spicer now gets across the timeline to Kirsten Johnson. Johnson breaks a double team, and the ball is stolen away as Carrington Baldwin comes up. No good. Her sister gets the rebound. And the rebound.
Honestly, East Wilkes just cannot hold on to the ball, Keith. They're getting killed on the offensive glass, not because they're not getting there. They're just not holding on to the ball.
The ball will be triggered in this time by Kai Spencer. Spencer out here balling for three. No good.
Airballed it.
And but great rebound by Jasmine Brown.
Jasmine Brown has been the player of the game, in my opinion, for the Bulldogs so far.
Kirsten Johnson now across the timeline, gets it to Baldwin, up to Peyton Maston. Maston with an
reverse layup to cut it down to seven. And a little chaos being applied by the Cardinals.
And we got a jump ball situation. It'll be East Wilkes' ball.
Going to belong to the Cardinals. And I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you one thing. Bailey Stanley, I mean, she's very slight. But when she gets that rebound, John, she's not going to get that thing took away from her.
And one of the things that Coach Campbell did at halftime, he said, we're going to come out and throw a little chaos at them. And that's exactly what's affecting this ball game, Keith.
Johnson now to Price. Out here to Peyton Maston. Maston now goes inside. A little 15-foot shot. No good. Rebound comes away to Lane. Lane back to Price. Price just throws it away. As Spencer gets the ball to Carrington Baldwin. No good. Rebound. And
got a foul on Kylie Price. Yeah, I think there's going to be two Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throws coming for Kai Spencer. And we got an update from the Ride with Pride scoreboard. North is running T.W. Andrews out of the gym up in Hayes tonight, 35-16 with 4 minutes left to go in the third period.
Great job by the Lady Vikings.
First free throw is good. Back to an 8-point lead now. Keith, they had it down to five.
Ty Spencer for the second, Wilkes County. And a good rebound by Kirsten Johnson as Peyton Maston now gets the ball back to Johnson. Back to Peyton Maston. Maston now to Price. Price drives baseline and comes out here to Peyton Maston. Maston now looking inside for. And we got another foul. Let's see who they're calling that one on.
I think it's on 23. Yep.
That's on Kai Spencer.
On Spencer. How many is that on her? Do you know?
I've got two, but now I'm sure there's probably more than that. Anyway, ball be triggered in by Peyton Maston. Maston now gets the ball out. Spicer for three. No good.
Going to belong to the Cardinals.
I tell you, Spicer's had some good looks at the basket, John.
Yeah.
She can get one of them to fall.
30-22, 4:14 to go in the third period.
Bryce now will trigger it in for the Cardinals. Ball comes out to Spicer. Out here to Johnson. Johnson in the corner. And we got another foul on Jasmine Brown.
Jasmine Brown again.
That's got to be at least three on her.
If not more. Nobody's making
Price,
us.
Price will trigger the inbounds. And Peyton's Maston for three. No good. Rebound comes away to Kirsten Johnson.
She just gets it taken away from her.
And it's another steal that time as Albemarle throws it away. Spicer for three.
Yes, sir.
No good.
Boy, it looked good when it left
her
hand.
Yeah, it looked good. Looked awful good. Anyway, Baldwin now gets the ball, tries to go coast to coast. No good. Rebound comes away to Price. Price now gets the ball out and brings it across the timeline. Price goes all the way, and she gets out mauled. And that's another foul on Jasmine Brown.
That's got to be four, Keith. How many team fouls is that? Is that five? Is that five team fouls?
And that's going to, Brown's going to have to take a seat, John. That's four on her.
And we get, how many team fouls do you have, Keith? Do you know? I mean, it's got to be
pretty
at least
close
four,
to five,
yeah.
Kirsten Johnson will trigger an inbounds.
30-22, Cardinals need a bucket.
Ball comes out here to Lane. Back out to Peyton Maston. Back to Kirsten Johnson. Back to Spicer. Back to Maston. Back to Kirsten Johnson. Back to, and they're moving the ball around. Got a steal by Baldwin. Baldwin tries to go coast to coast.
Nice
almost
defense.
Stole away by Peyton Maston. Great defense that time.
Peyton Maston saved 2 points right there. There's no doubt about it. As the East Wilkes substitutions continue to come in, this high octane game giving their players a little bit of a breather. And the ball triggered in by Spencer for
Baldwin
the Bulldogs.
Now tries to drive inside, throws up a prayer. Rebound comes away to Lane, gets it to Kirsten Johnson. Johnson now bringing the ball across the timeline as a guard.
And she walked. Why is she doing that, Keith? Why in the name of sense is Kirsten Johnson handling the ball all the way up the court?
We saw that same thing over at Cherokee last year.
Oh, and it killed him last year, too, and it's killing him here tonight.
The ball comes in to Amari Baldwin. Baldwin now to Crump. Crump back to Baldwin. Baldwin tried to throw it inside, knocked out of bounds by Peyton Maston.
30-22. It's eight. It's been as close as five, but we've been hung on an 8-point lead here for a while.
Ball being triggered in by Kai Spencer. Spencer now gets it to Crump. Crump tries to get through a double team.
The ball taken away by the Cardinals? No, it was a foul on Spencer. That's got to be her fourth, Keith. And their coach over there, he's not arguing.
Hey, we're shooting two.
Yeah, we're not. The coach over there for Albemarle, their coach, Eric Davis, he's not arguing with anything. He knows they're mauling him. That's part of their scheme. Boy, these free throws become big for Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center. First one's up and good. And that's
Kylie
Price at the free throw line. That's a big one. Cuts it to seven. And again, she's got another one coming here. Second one's up and good as well. Now we got a 6-point game. 2:52 to go here in the third period.
Ball comes across to, once again, Amari Baldwin. Baldwin now gets the ball in there to Ellis. Ellis now back to Baldwin in the corner, being guarded by Peyton Maston. Tries to come off a Spencer screen. Little five-foot floater.
Oh.
Good job
by
Amari.
Oh, and Kirsten Johnson's hurt. Kirsten Johnson is hurt. Keith, she just went down. Pounding on the floor. She is over there writhing in pain. I don't know if it's just a stinger where she turned her ankle. While they're tending to her, we're going to step aside for a Mazzini's of Elkin, timeout, reminding you to take time for God.
Weathering the storm. What does that mean to you? Well, for most people, it means hunkering down and riding it out. At Blue Ridge Energy, weathering the storm means lacing up our boots, grabbing our gear, and hitting the road. Before the skies even darken, our crews are ready to roll to keep your family safe and sound. It's how we've earned a reliability rating over 99% year after year and storm after storm. That's the cooperative difference. Learn more at BlueRidgeEnergy.com.
We will not be undersold as long as they are insured. Those are the words of Warren Sapolsky, the owner of Sapolsky's Tree and Hauling Service. When it comes to tree service, call the professionals. With over 43 years of experience, call someone you can trust, offering tree cutting, trimming, stump removal, and hauling gravel. Repairs of gravel driveways, too. With complete cleanup, they are fully insured and offer free estimates. Serving Wilkes and surrounding counties, 336-838-0679, Sapolsky's Tree and Hauling Service of Wilkesboro.
At Mako and Meineke of Wilkes, they're your one-stop auto repair center for regular maintenance, tires and alignments, brakes and struts, all major engine repairs, quality automotive paint and body work. With options for any budget, they're an authorized fleet center, an official state inspection site, all major insurance accepted, financing available. They work on RV, campers and motorcycles too, all at one location, all locally owned and operated. Mako and Meineke, 3384-3386 West U.S. Highway 421 in Wilkesboro. Mention this message and get a discount.
And we're back here at Albemarle High School. Kirsten Johnson being helped off of the court. Hopping along on one foot. It's going to be Cardinal ball as they trail 32-24. Back to an eight-point lead. Cardinals with the ball, 2:33 to go here in the third period. And an update from North Wilkes from our Ride with Pride scoreboard. 4:14 to go in the third period. 35-16, the Vikings lead. And another foul.
Another foul. Let's see who they call that on.
See, that's two more free throws.
That foul's on number one, Dariana Ellis. We can win this game from the line, John, if we can just get free throws right here.
Kylie Price back to the free throw line. She just made a couple. And she makes another one. Another Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw where all services are free. Got a substitution coming into the game as Bailey Stanley back in for the Cardinals. And second free throw is good as well.
Ball comes across the... And great. That was a good move by Amari Baldwin.
Now she just takes over the game, Keith. She went coast to coast on her own.
Ball comes into Stanley. Back to Peyton Maston.
Maston a little out of control.
23 turnovers, John. 23 turnovers.
And they're only down eight. How do you do that?
Ball comes into Amari Baldwin. Baldwin at the top of the key. Baldwin now trying to get something going. Comes out here. Great inside pass. Great inside pass to Bianca Robinson.
And Robinson, I see that's, Bianca Robinson. She made it and got fouled, so she's got a Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw to stretch this lead back to 11 if she makes it, Keith.
I didn't get who that foul was on. I believe it was on Price, wasn't it?
Not sure. I know Kirsten Johnson is not in the gymnasium right now. That free throw, no good. But the Bulldogs come away with a rebound somehow. And again, they get a rebound and another foul on the Cardinals.
That's on Kylie Lane. That's her third, the best I can figure.
And that's where they're missing Kirsten Johnson down there on the block.
So Bianca Robinson will go back to the free throw line where she missed her last free throw.
And she missed another one pretty bad. She's got another Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw coming. End of the third period, North Wilkes 39, T.W. Andrews 29.
Andrews making a little run on him.
Well, Olivia Rhodes had a technical foul called on her, so I think that cut into the lead some. That
rebound comes away to Peyton Maston. Maston now getting across the timeline. Maston drives inside, out to Macemore. Macemore, the ball... Maston tried to get the ball in that time to Kylie Lane.
Got a bounce pass, Keith. Got to fake that and bounce pass.
She had a look at a three, but she tried to get it inside. So Masemore will trigger it in for the Lady Cardinals. Masemore back to Peyton Maston. Maston now. And the ball almost thrown away. As she tried to get the ball in to Bailey Stanley. But it'll still be Cardinals ball.
We got a
30-second timeout, Matt Campbell.
Yep, that's a Mazzini's of Elkin timeout, reminding you to take time for God. Some discussion going on between the coaches and the officials. We'll step aside for a 30-second break and be right back.
Onion sets, potato seed, lime, and fertilizer have all arrived at David's Market and Produce. You will find fresh strawberries, citrus, canned jams, and jellies along with local honey at David's. Also deer corn and kayaks as well as a full line of fishing supplies. Call 336-667-2771 for more information. David's Market and Produce, 1504 Boone Trail in North Wilkesboro, where friendly smiles await you. David's Market and Produce, a proud supporter of Wilkes County High School Sports.
And we're back here.
Baseball triggers it into Maston. Maston with a full court pass. Maston. And she almost gets knocked down.
3 seconds?
3 second violation on Stanley.
Mm. Boy, those are the mental mistakes, Keith, that when you're down 10 in a game like this in the Sweet 16, you just can't make them.
Well, you got some players out there that probably not had as much playing time.
In the lane, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, Amari Baldwin will bring it across the timeline, gets the ball out there to Ellis. Ellis now gets the crump. Crump for three, no good. Rebound comes away to Peyton Maston. And the ball stolen away that time by Amari Baldwin. And that was on Jasmine Brown.
Did she just scream in Bailey Stanley's face after she made that? Tell you what, she'll get the look smacked off her face, one of these Wilkes County girls here in a minute.
Jasmine Brown, just try for the old-fashioned three-pointer.
I have zero tolerance for that crap, Keith.
And she missed the free throw. As the ball comes away to Masemore. Masemore now will get it across the timeline. Goes the double team. She breaks the double team. Gets to Maston. Maston now being double teamed. And a little 5 foot shot. And
it goes.
Great.
Lead back to 10. 44 seconds to go before the third period ends.
Baldwin now across the timeline. Baldwin to Crump. Crump back to Baldwin in the corner. Coming off of a Spencer screen. And she throws the ball away.
And it goes out off East Wilkes.
But Lane tried to grab a hold of that ball, but it just went off her hands.
Kirsten Johnson back on the end of the bench. It looks like she's done for the night, Keith. She's in tears over there with ice on her ankle, and the shoe is off.
Ball being triggered in by Spencer. Spencer now tries.
Out of bounds off of Albemarle.
Yep, another turnover for Albemarle. Well, you know who they were going to try to get the ball to. There was everybody in the stadium know that.
Yeah.
So anyway, Peyton Maston now gets to Masemore. Masemore, she throws the ball away.
I just don't understand, Keith. They got to know if they're going to throw that cross-court pass junk that they're going to be in that passing lane.
So that foul on Kaylin Talley.
And that's going to be the fifth team foul now, and that's going to be two free throws coming up.
And so far,
for Baldwin.
Baldwin's 4 for 4 from the free throw line.
And make it 5 for 5. She's got another Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw on the way. East Wilkes going to have to do some damage. They're going to be back to a 12-point lead if she makes this one. 12 points in the hole here. 12 points behind, I should say, and it's good as well. So it's 40-28.
And another turnover. And Baldwin with a little five-footer, no good. Rebound comes away to Lane. Gives it to Masemore. 3 seconds left to go. Peyton Maston.
Oh! She's heaved one from about 5 feet behind half court, and it went in and came out. 40-28. We've got 8 minutes of basketball left. Do the Cardinals have a miracle in them? We'll find out in just a moment.
Think about how people really see you. The kid at the drive-thru just sees a coffee drinker. Your local barista sees the person who loves a smiley face in their latte. It's kind of the same way with insurance. Other insurance companies just see a customer, but a State Farm agent sees more. They see you as a neighbor. Your State Farm agent is here to get to know you and who you really are so they can help life go right. See State Farm agent Steve Owens in El today, 336-526-8900.
No setup fees, no artwork fees from N&T Screen Printing and Embroidery. They'll design for you or use your current logo. Always the best quality for the lowest possible cost, including in-house embroidery work. Also offering custom sublimation on sport uniforms, polos, and more. Faster turnaround and higher quality than local competitors. Check out the website and online catalog at nandtees.com. N&T Screen Printing and Embroidery, the official screen printer of 3WC Radio. 336-428-4744.
And back at Albemarle now, starting the fourth quarter, 40-28 in favor of the Bulldogs, as Amari Baldwin now will get the ball inbounds, gets it out here to Ellis. Ellis back to Baldwin. Baldwin trying to go inside to Spencer, and she almost loses the ball. Comes Baldwin again. Baldwin from 5 feet. Amari Baldwin. Ball comes Lane out here to Spicer. Spicer now back out here to Lane. Lane back to Spicer. Spicer for three. No good. Rebound. And we got, oh, me. Peyton Maston got mugged. And Crump now for three. No good. We had a public mugging just before you come in here, John.
May sound like it was a melee of action.
Well, anyway, East Wilkes with the ball. Comes out here to Lane. Lane back out here to Masemore. Masemore, Peyton Maston for three. No good. Rebound. Good save that time. Great job by Lane saving the ball.
That's another foul on the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs are a good name for this team. Yeah.
They and play. We got a two-shot foul. I don't know who that foul was on.
But I do know that going to the free throw line is Kylie Price. She's been making a living there here in the second half. First one's up and good. That's a Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw where all services are free. They got 7 minutes, Keith, to do what they're going to do here. Second one's good as well.
Well, I'll tell you what, Kylie Price has done a great job at the free throw line.
42-30 now. Can the Cardinals get a stop? They're going to take the air out of the ball here, Keith. Looks like. No, maybe not.
Baldwin now tries to get the ball to Ellis. At the Baldwin. At the Crump. We'll let her shake that. We'll let her shoot that all night long.
And that's out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Cardinals.
Ball be triggered inbounds by Price. Price now to Masemore. Back to Price. Price out here to Spicer. Spicer to Peyton Maston from 15. No good. Rebound comes away to Ellis.
Nice defense by Ellis to knock it out of bounds and stop that fast break opportunity. She took a gamble there, reaching in. Paid off.
Ty Spencer. We're triggered into Baldwin. Baldwin now gets the ball in there to Ellis. Back to Baldwin. Baldwin for 15. No
in
good.
Out.
Rebound.
That's going to be a foul on the Cardinals. Probably going to get.
Looks like Peyton Maston. Maston or Masemore? Let's see.
Yeah, they got Masemore. So two shots coming for
Ty Spencer.
She's
one for two tonight.
42-30, 6:14 to go with the Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw on the way, and the first one is no good. You know, if I'm Coach Matt Campbell, if I'm going to get into a foul game here before long, well, I'm watching, paying attention to who's going to the free throw line.
Definitely ain't going to be balling.
No, you don't want to foul her. Second free throw is no good as well, and the rebound to the Cardinals, and they're
Spicer
on the run.
Now gets across the timeline, get to Peyton Maston. Maston now, great job, gets it inside, great
nice
inside
pass
to Kylie Lane.
For the easy two, down to a 10-point lead. Come on, Cardinals.
Baldwin now with the ball. Trying to come off of Spencer's screen, but being guarded by Lauren Masemore. Out to Spencer, back to Baldwin. She traveled
all the way to the hole, and she missed it. Got her own rebound somehow amongst the trees.
Ball comes to Spencer. Spencer now, good moves to the basket by Kai Spencer. Price now gets it across the timeline. Spicer for three.
In
no,
and out.
In and out. No good. Rebound comes away to Brown. Out here to Baldwin. Baldwin now trying to being guarded by Peyton Maston.
That's a carry. That was a total carry, Keith. But she got by with it, goes to the bucket, and makes it and gets fouled. Everybody went nuts over that because it looked good, but you can't pick the ball up underneath like that. That is a travel all day long.
Well, I got an opportunity. You know, when I used to call rec ball games, your son,
yeah,
he had a bad habit of
yeah,
doing
he did.
That all, and
he
used to get so mad at me
yep.
when I'd call him
well,
every time.
I told him. I told him, I said, you're carrying the ball, son. You watch the NBA players, they get by with it, but you're not going to. Free throw no good by Baldwin. And the Cardinals trying to get
Peyton
up.
Peyton Maston, no good.
That's a foul.
Well, if you're going to get one, Crump sure. just give her a shove.
Yep. She got her money's worth. So two shots coming here. For the Cardinals, it's 46-32.
Kylie Lane.
First free throw, no good for the Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center, where all services are free. And the second free throw is up, and it is no good as well. Rebound
good
to the Cardinals.
By Winters. And we got another foul, and that's going to be on Carrington Baldwin. So, once again, Kylie Lane will go to the free throw line, but, John, she's got to put these in.
Yeah, every one of these are huge, Keith, when you're down here.
And the clock's not running.
46-32. Free throw is good. She's got another Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw coming. 46-33 now. And I think Coach Campbell is going to get a timeout if she makes this. And she misses it.
Almost stolen away by Winters. Winters.
She stepped out of bounds. Yep, she sure did.
Good job by Layla Winters that time.
And a good job by the official for catching that, too, Keith. That's an easy one to miss. Good call. Cardinals have an opportunity to cut into this 13-point lead. Can they do it?
Maston now to Price. Back to Maston. Across the timeline. Peyton Maston goes all the way to the basket. Good block by Riley Davis. And another turnover by the Bulldogs.
I'll tell you one thing, Keith. Peyton Maston took a tumble down here on this end of the floor. She's going to get a quick breather.
Kylie Price now with the ball gets to Layla Winters. Winters back to Price. Price, the Peyton Spicer. Spicer for three.
Yes, sir. In and out.
And the rebound comes away to Spencer. Spencer now. I tell you what, I'm going to tell you something about Layla Winters. She's just as quick and feisty as Amari Baldwin. Yeah. I know her mama really well.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what, she's a fireball, John.
She's giving Baldwin some trouble, Keith.
That's a walk.
Yep, she did.
That's a walk.
Sure is.
To be honest with you, Mari Baldwin's not seen that kind of pressure, John.
Yep.
She don't know how to handle that kind of pressure.
Yeah, that's
I mean, she's a good ball player, but there's somebody now that's just as quick and fast as she is now.
That's a good call by Coach Campbell to put her on her.
Winters now gets the ball to Price. Price now gets it across the timeline. Gets it to Winters. And Winters, they lose the ball as Carrington Baldwin gets the ball.
That's another travel.
Good inside pass that time by Amari Baldwin to Kai Spencer.
48-33, Keith. This one's getting away. We got a timeout. East Wilkes full timeout. We'll take it with them. For Mazzini's of Elkin, reminding you to take time for God with your score. Albemarle 48, East Wilkes 33.
Just mulch it with Peanuts Garden Center. Highway 268 Ronda. Josh Cheek has mulch, rocks, fertilized grass seed, pine needles, straw, and seasonal plants. Call Peanuts Garden Center for your landscaping needs. 336-835-9273. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5, 8 till noon on Saturday. In business for many years with quality products and service that you can rely on. Peanuts Garden Center, Elkin Highway 268 and Ronda, 835-9273.
It's prime time for fiber internet from Wilkes Communications. New customers receive a $200 Amazon or Visa gift card plus an Amazon Fire TV stick when you sign up for fiber internet. So don't fumble over that slow, aggravating internet any longer. Enjoy unlimited internet usage with no data limits and free advanced Wi-Fi. It's time to get that internet experience you deserve with Wilkes Communications. Find out more online at wilkes.net or call 336-973-3103.
And we're back here at Albemarle High School. And the home team beginning to feel a trip to the Elite Eight may be on the way here. They're 334 away from it.
Price now for three. No good. Rebound comes away to Riley Davis.
Boy, the three ball that's been so good for East Wilkes has just not been falling tonight, Keith.
Amari Baldwin now with the ball, being guarded by Layla Winters. Baldwin now gets the ball to Riley Davis. Davis for three. No good. Rebound comes away to Winters.
And you've got a foul.
And they're going to call that on Carrington Baldwin. So Price will trigger it into Layla Winters. Back to Price. Price now gives it to Peyton Maston at the top of the key. Maston now.
Stolen away by Baldwin all the way to the hole for an easy two.
Price now gets it across the timeline. She's going to drive. She's going coast to coast. No
and
good.
This is a layup. 50-33.
And it looks like that the East Wilkes bubble has finally got busted here, John.
They're just going to take a little time off the clock here. And you can't blame them, Keith. Up 17, 2:27 to go. The Cardinals season slowly coming to an end. And we got a foul.
And that's on Winters. Ballroom with the ball, and she gets fouled again by a winner.
Got people in the fan in the stand saying, give her a technical. She's just trying to foul her. Send her to the free throw line. We're trying to get a stoppage of play here so we can come back.
Her first Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw. And she missed, John.
Unusual miss for Baldwin from the Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center
free
throw
line. Second miss of the night.
Yeah.
Her next Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw by Amari Baldwin. It's up.
No good.
It's no good as well. So rebound comes away to Layla Winters. Got the lane. Spicer for three.
And in and out.
How
again.
Many times has she had that go in and out on her, John?
Jump ball. Going to belong to East Wilkes.
I mean, Spicer has had that ball go in and out on the last three
four
shots.
Four times, yeah.
Spicer again for three.
That's that one's going in. That's a Deal Insurance three-pointer. That cuts the lead to 14 with 2:02 to go. But her shot always looks like it's going in when it leaves her hand.
Oh, man, it looks good. And I tell you what, you can say what if all the time, but that first quarter, they just never really got over that first quarter, John.
From our Ride with Pride scoreboard, North Wilkes 49-36, a minute 31 left in the game up in Hayes tonight. So it looks like, barring a miracle by T.W. Andrews, North Wilkes is going to advance to the Elite Eight at home on Friday night.
Well, the travel will be a whole lot better for us.
Well, I'll see how I can work that out. I just don't know where I'm going to stop and eat between home and North Wilkes. I'll have to stop and catch me something out of Middle Fork and fry it up if I do. But, yeah, I think the first 5 minutes of the game sealed the deal here tonight.
Yeah.
East Wilkes just never recovered.
Well, like I said, they did better as the game went along. But, you know, that was just too big of a hill to try to climb.
Yeah, agree. And they just never recovered from that. They've never had the lead in this game for a second.
They've got it down to five one time.
Yep.
And that's about as close as they've been all night long.
Got it to five. And then, you had the injury
to Kirsten Johnson.
To Johnson that really hurt him. They're not calling a foul out there. She's just putting on a dribbling exhibition out there.
And that foul on Maston.
So 1:51 to go.
Well, Mari Baldwin has missed her last two free throws, Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throws. So let's see.
She's going to dribble it 10 times over to her right. She's going to pick the ball up, spin it. She's going to dribble it one more time, and she shoots, and it's
no good.
And she has been bone dry from the Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw line, where all services are free on her last three.
Well, she's missed her last five free throws.
Okay, last five.
Four free throws. Sorry.
This
will be the fifth if she misses
another one on the way, and it's no good. Cardinals come away with it. They need a three, Keith. They'll take a layup, though, and that's a foul.
Is that on number 11? That should be all of her.
That's on 23.
Okay.
That's on Spencer.
That's her fourth. And Kylie Lane.
And she makes her first Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw.
That's Kylie Price. And I ain't going to say nothing until after she makes this free throw.
And her second free throw is up, and it is good as
well.
She's
not missed from the free throw line, John.
And it's down to a 12-point game. And they won't call a foul here. They're trying to foul, and they finally call one.
Foul on Peyton Maston.
And they're going to put Baldwin back on the free throw line.
Well, she's missed. I'm not going to say it because.
Nope.
Sure
me either.
I
was just thinking. Don't say it, Keith. She's going to dribble it 10 times. She's going to pick it up and spin it. She's going to dribble it one more time. She's going to throw it up, and it is
no good.
Yes,
good.
Dead center. Didn't even touch the rim. I have figured out that number 11 for Albemarle, Jasmine Brown, she's not fond of much of anything. Have you noticed?
Yes.
I mean, she's like, mad at everybody. She's mad at her mama. She's mad at her uncle. She's mad at her grandpa. I'm just kidding about that. I don't know. I'm just saying. She is not a happy camper out there the way she plays. Every call doesn't go her way. And there's another turnover by the Cardinals. And they get it back. And then they got a jump ball going to belong to
Albemarle.
To Albemarle. So we got a minute 23 to go here, Keith. It's a 14-point ball game.
29 turnovers, John.
29. Say it out loud for the people
29.
In the back. Yeah.
Albemarle has 20. 49 turnovers in this whole game by both teams, John.
She double dribble? What's the call here?
Well, the back ref called something.
I don't know. I have no idea what that was.
I thought she carried the ball. And Matt Campbell's just wanting an explanation why she blew the whistle. She had to have a reason.
The time went off of the clock. That's what he's saying.
And Peyton Maston picks up her fourth foul. Once again, Amari Baldwin from the Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw line.
10 dribbles, a spin, one more dribble, and she shoots, and it's up and good. Looks like she's found her range again, Keith. So up to a 15-point lead now here with a minute 13 to go. It's all academic at this point, in my opinion. Cardinals are not going to quit, I'm sure, but and that free throw makes it a 16-point lead. And we got a timeout on the floor for Mazzini's of Elkin, reminding you to take time for God.
Celebrating over 20 years in business, Deal Insurance. We've been voted Wilkes County's best insurance agency several years running, and we're locally owned and operated, a second-generation family-owned business. If you're experiencing a transition with your current agent because of retirements, mergers, or whatever, give us a call for consistent and quality service. And don't forget to ask about our comprehensive church insurance program through Erie Insurance. Deal Insurance, North Moravian Street in Wilkesboro, 336-838-3838.
I'm Todd Swaver with Brushy Mountain Smokehouse and Creamery. We serve up the best barbecue in Wilkes County using my cousin Jeff's special recipe. And that's not all. The Smokehouse is a place where everyone feels comfortable, and it's a great environment, too, and always affordable for your family, where children under the age of 4 always eat free, and children's meals come with ice cream. We make our ice cream fresh by hand using the highest quality ingredients. So call 336-667-9464 to ask about catering or dine with us at the Brushy Mountain Smokehouse and Creamery, 201 Wilkesboro Boulevard, North Wilkesboro.
They just fouled.
I don't know. And I don't mean this to be mean, but I don't believe they know how to play without fouling, John.
They have fouled. I mean, they have fouled this ball game. There's no doubt. And that's a game plan. I mean, you know, they play chaos defense. So a couple of Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throws coming. The first one is no good.
And that's the first miss tonight by Kylie Price.
108 to go. 54-38. Second one is good. That's a – she stepped out of bounds.
Turnovers for Albemarle.
And we've got another timeout on the floor, another full timeout.
And you know, if you're the Albemarle coach, you got to be happy if you turned the ball 22 times over and you've got a 15-point lead.
15-point lead. We're going to step aside during this timeout for Mazzini's of Elkin, reminding you to take time for God.
Miller Funeral Service and Crematory is committed to providing safe and compassionate services. Miller Funeral Service and Crematory offers complete pre-planning entirely done online. You can visit our website, millerfuneralservice.com, and select pre-plan, then select plan online to begin the process. If you have any questions or would like to meet in person, just call us at 336-838-3104. Wilkes County's only locally owned funeral home, Miller Funeral Service and Crematory.
New look, same high quality care. At Hugh Chatham Health, you'll continue to receive the care you expect from your providers. Hugh Chatham Health is where medical experts come together to deliver a network of physical and mental health services for your family and a nationally recognized patient experience for the entire community. After nearly a century of providing exceptional care, our focus is still on you. Hugh Chatham Health, where your health is our passion. For more information, visit hughchatham.org.
And back here to action as East Wilkes inbounds.
And Spicer now tries to get the ball inside the winners.
No foul called.
And another East Wilkes turnover. As Spencer now will trigger it in, gets the ball out here to Baldwin. And Baldwin gets fouled again. And that foul on Kylie Price. You know, as a coach, John, you really have to be it's frustrating to coach a game like this.
Oh yeah.
Because you know, you see and that's for of course the Albemarle coach don't seem to be too concerned when get fouled.
Not at all. Not at all. He's clapped his hands every time there's a Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw missed by the Bulldogs. That's Baldwin's seventh or eighth miss from the free throw line tonight. She's their leading scorer. How many points she have tonight, Keith?
After she makes this off.
And she did make the second one. And the Cardinals bring the ball up the floor, cross court. They got a little floater up, no good. And that's about going to do it.
She's got 30, John.
And she's going back to the free throw line for two more. And they're taking the seniors out. And Peyton Maston going to the bench. You know, that's heartbreaking for these girls.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, you mentioned that to start with.
Yeah.
You know, somebody has to lose.
It's cruel. Cruel.
And, Baldwin's first free throw is good. That's 31 for her.
Makes it 56-39, so she's above her average of 26 tonight with 31, possibility of 32. Second one is good as well. 32 for Baldwin. And another turnover by the Cardinals. No fouls. Coach Campbell has said no fouls, but got a jump ball.
Hell, Winters almost stole the ball away from her, John.
So that's going to be East Wilkes' ball.
Now, other than Peyton Spicer, basically what you see are underclassmen on the floor now for the East Wilkes Cardinals. This could be the team of the future for the Cardinals here. Spicer again for three.
And it goes. Another Deal Insurance three-pointer for Spicer. 57-42, 15 seconds to go. Thank you. 5 seconds to play. 2-1. And your final score from Albemarle. It's Albemarle 57, East Wilkes 42. Back with the Wilkes Communications post-game show in a moment.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in, like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
Visit Blue Ridge Tractor, 176 Old NC Highway 268 West, Wilkesboro.
Looking for a job? ECMD is hiring. Positions available are CDL drivers, manufacturing crew members, in-store retail merchandising reps, sales and customer service, plus a variety of corporate administrative roles. Apply today by visiting ecmd.com and see all their open roles, offering world-class benefits with over 14 locations in the U.S. and locally two manufacturing plants in Wilkesboro and a large distribution center in Elkin. ECMD is one of the fastest-growing companies, as well as a top 100 privately held company in North Carolina. Looking for a job? ECMD is hiring. Apply now at ecmd.com.
A lifetime warranty is available on a pre-owned vehicle as long as you have it serviced at Freedom Auto Sales. From four-wheel drives to compact cars, Freedom offers a wide selection just for you. Plus, no dock fees are hidden, and they're a rough country dealer offering fender flares and step-ups. Check their website at freedomautollc.com. Or we'd rather you just go by and see Josh at Freedom Auto Sales, 4770 Highway 421 in Wilkesboro.
It's the Wilkes Communications post-game show, online at wilkes.net, or find out more by calling 336-973-3103.
And we are back here at Albemarle High School. Your final score, Albemarle 57, East Wilkes 42. And Keith, the fact of the matter is, we said it earlier in the fourth quarter there, East Wilkes just never, ever recovered from that first 5 minutes of the ballgame.
Well, they didn't, and, you know, losing Kirsten Johnson was big.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Because they cut it to five there in the third period.
Yeah, they did a great job. I mean, they held them. They done a really good job after that first period of kind of controlling the game. But, you know, I'm just looking here at you know, basically, if you can shut down Amari Baldwin,
yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at the other scorers here. The next highest scorer was Kai Spencer with 9.
Yeah, and they had 3, 8, 9, 6, and then she had 32.
So, you know,
yeah.
You know, if you believe that, and of course, you know, they were 28 of 16 from the free throw line. I mean, 16 of 28, excuse me, for just a little bit over 50%.
Yeah.
So, you know, they went to the line a lot.
But here, look at the turnovers for East Wilkes.
Yeah, you had 31 turnovers.
31
And
turnovers.
You had 27 turnovers for Albemarle.
Yeah.
So, I mean, neither one of these teams, at no stretch of the imagination, I mean, you know, possession of the ball is a great part of this game. But yeah. Neither team really had no great possession of the ball.
No, I agree with you. And don't forget, North Wilkes did win tonight, so they are going to advance. And here's what I wanted to show you, Keith. They're going to play the winner of the number 12 and 13 seed, either Lincoln Charter or East Surrey. That is their next game, as North Wilkes knocked off T.W. Andrews tonight, 55-41.
Well, I'm gonna pull for the Cardinals on that, John.
East Surrey?
Yes.
Yeah, because North's already beat them, three times this year, or twice at least? Three times. Yeah. So there you go. It could be a Foothills 2A matchup in the Elite Eight. That would be like Carolina and State playing in the Elite Eight.
Yeah, and, you know, that says a lot about that conference, John.
Oh, it really does. But North Wilkes will be playing for the right on Friday night in the Elite Eight to go to the Final Four in the regionals next week at the LJVM Coliseum in Winston-Salem.
Well, you know, and let's just say, you know, a great season by the Lady Cardinals.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it.
It didn't end quite like they wanted it to end.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of these girls that are out here, you know, they're going to be on the softball.
Yeah.
You know, you got Peyton Masson, you got Peyton Spicer, you got a few others that are going to be playing softball. And, you know, I've already had the opportunity to see the softball team as they played Alexander Central the other night. They got beat 6-4. But I'll tell you what.
And that's a lot of the players still playing basketball.
And, you know, we talk about girls' sports, but, man, you got West Wilkes who got to the regional finals.
Yeah.
The regional finals.
One game away from the state.
From winning the state last year. And then you got this East Wilkes Cardinals got to the regional finals.
Yeah.
As South Stokes beat them and went to the state. So,
we got a
great things happening in Wilkes County sports.
Yeah,
John.
we got more to cover. That is true, no doubt. I've enjoyed tonight. I hate it turned out the way it did. Again, nothing to hang your heads about if you're a Cardinals fan tonight. It was organized. Well, not much even organized. It was just chaos.
Well,
the defense, and that really threw it. That was a great game plan by their coach and their coaching staff.
Well, that's probably the way they played all year long.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
But, you know, I have to say one thing. And we said this during a break. We had an opportunity to talk to one of the referees. I thought they did a tremendous job. A great job trying to keep this game under control, because at one time there, it could have very well got ugly, John.
Yeah. Now, there was some tempers flaring a little bit and some things being said. But, again, congratulations to the Bulldogs, and congratulations also to the Cardinals on a wonderful, wonderful season. Lord willing, we'll see you on Friday night from North Wilkes. Again, your final score, 57-42. As the East Wilkes Lady Cardinals fall to Albemarle here in Albemarle tonight. I'm John Wishon. On behalf of my broadcast partner, Keith Bryan, that's going to do it from Albemarle High School tonight. And as we leave you tonight, we will remind you of the most important thing we will say all night, and that is this. There's only one man that can make you a winner in the game of life, and that is the man, Christ.
We hope you've enjoyed our Game of the Week. High School Sports brought to you by Wilkes Communications, Apple Brandy Prime Cuts, Blue Ridge Tractor, Brushy Mountain Smokehouse and Creamery, Blue Ridge Energy, David's Market, ECMD, Next Level Collision, Ashley Farm, Skyline National Bank, Wilkesboro Mini Golf and Games, Meineke, Ted's Kickin' Chicken, Ride with Pride Car Washes, Wilkes County Insurance, Freedom Auto Sales, Piedmont Federal Savings Bank, Holmes Asphalt, Deal Insurance, Sapolsky's Tree and Hauling Service, NNT Screen Printing, Miller Funeral Service, Dwight Phillips Auto Sales, Steve Owing, State Farm Insurance, Chatham Nursing and Rehab, Rain Sturdivant Funeral Home and Scenic Memorial Gardens, Executive Financial, your local IGA Marketplace, Peanuts Garden Center, New Chatham Memorial Hospital. Listen each week for our Game of the Week on Hometown Christian Radio.